It's been almost a year now since the first case of COVID-19 was reported in New York City. But suppose we achieved herd immunity and nobody noticed. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Gentlemen, I came across a story. This is almost 2 weeks ago now, and I kind of sat on it because I wanted to see how it developed. But it was from Marty McCurry in the Wall Street Journal, and this was published on the opinion page, not on the news pages of the journal, even though it was chock full of numbers and, you know, links to the CDC's own figures and all that good stuff. But he reported the cases, COVID cases, are down 77% over the previous 6 weeks. And that was the 6 weeks ending almost 2 weeks ago. And cases have done nothing but decline since then. Florida just had their lowest number of new cases since September. And that's despite being one of the loosest, freest, funnest states left in the union. But let me read this to you guys before I get into questions. McCurry wrote, testing has been capturing only from 10 to 25% of infections, depending on when during the pandemic someone got the virus. Applying a time-weighted case capture average of 1 in 6.5 to the 28 million confirmed cases would mean that about 55% of Americans have natural immunity already. That's not enough for herd immunity. But then he says, add people getting vaccinated. As of this week, 2 weeks ago, 15% of Americans have received the vaccine, and that figure is rising fast. Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb estimates 250 million doses will have been delivered to some 150 million people by the end of March. That, gentlemen, gets us up to the 85% or so that you need to achieve herd immunity. This is like the fact that I can't find this anywhere other than blogs and the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal would be like after the Battle of the Bulge, the press ignoring the fact that we just took the heart out of what was left of the German army. Bill, to give an example of just that, I want to get your take on this. The New York Times ran a story today with the headline, America is edging toward normal, alarming some officials. We ever getting out of this thing?
Yes, no, exactly. Americans returning to normal life, happiness returns to America, football games and so on. Politicians and journalists hardest hit. This is it exactly. You can hear the weeping in Sacramento and the general sobbing in all of these locales. They do not want to give this power back up. It's obvious. I mean, it really genuinely is obvious. And that's why you'll often see things like, you know, new strain of COVID from Great Britain discovered in New York, twice as contagious as the previous strain. Is it the same? Does the same vaccine work on it? Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. What was that last part?
I was just about to panic there, and then I just heard this little voice of reason come in. You know, the problem is that, well, we are approaching herd immunity in two ways, Steve. We're approaching herd immunity against COVID-19, and I think the American people are rapidly approaching herd immunity in terms of trusting people who tell us they've got our best interests at heart and simply don't. I think we're rapidly approaching herd immunity in terms of our willingness to let these people make these arbitrary decisions. If this happens again, I want to know when and why and how long, and I'm going to want to know metrics. I'm going to want to know all of this stuff because this whole thing has been just nuts. All of this started from one computer model by one guy at one university, which was immediately discredited by other epidemiologists. And you really do have to ask yourself if the cure was worse than the disease. But in any event, press credibility is completely gone on this and any other issue. And unfortunately, so is credibility in a number of healthcare officials. And that may actually be slowing down the actual rate of vaccination. The thing that's slowing the rate of vaccination down the most is the fact that you don't get any benefits from being vaccinated. If you were vaccinated, you can go out and eat in a restaurant, you just show your vaccine thing, not necessarily in favor of that, mind you, but there's no incentive for it. But you could be vaccinated, yes, and you could be immune, yes, and you could not catch COVID-19, nor could you give it, but you still have to stay locked down just exactly like every one of us until the last COVID case disappears, which is never, ever going to happen in a flu-like virus. Never.
Indeed. Scott, our friends at the Babylon Bee nailed it again. And I think this cuts right to the heart because Bill got half of it talking about why government will never give up its newfound powers because government, it's what they do. The other part are the social aspects, the sort of empowerment of busybodies. And yeah. The Babylon Bee published a story today headlined with pandemic ending, people who yell at others to wear masks in danger of never feeling important again. Should we feel sorry for them, Scott, right around the 1st of April?
Well, I'm glad to hear the good news that, in fact, I read that same editorial. You said it was a couple of weeks ago, right? It didn't seem like it was.
It came out on the 18th yesterday. Of February, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember reading that back then. And I don't compulsively take in the latest stories about this kind of stuff, only because I know that there's so much out there that's developing, and it's hard to sort it all out. It kind of reminds me of, I listen to the radio playing through my smart speaker while showering, and when I ask it to play me the news, it will play me back-to-back newscasts of NPR and then Fox News. So it kind of tries to balance it a little bit. And NPR
has this from that?
Regular, what's
that?
Yeah.
Do you get whiplash from that?
I try to make no sudden moves in the shower. But the NPR has, as many stations or networks do, this habit of throwing in where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is in a newscast. So like it's like a segue into the next part of the newscast, and they'll just go, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down today 59 points. Like, and every time they do that, there's this little voice inside my brain that goes, so what? Like, that's not a news story. But they say it in the midst of, you know, important things that are happening, and then they throw out this number. And you're supposed to, what, draw some conclusion from, oh, the Dow's down 59 points. Which is like a fraction of a percent. So it's, you know, yesterday the Dow was up 600 points. And we're like, oh, what does it mean? And the truth is nobody really knows what it means. So I'm taking in the information. I like the idea that more and more people are getting vaccinated, that it's becoming more and more available. Things got held up in Texas here for a while because every one of our counties was under that disastrous storm followed by electricity outage, followed by water not being available, and then boil water things. So they, like, everything got shut down for a while. But now they're back up and running and administering the vaccines. And, I just say, keep going, man. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to understand how this is all going to play out, but we're headed in the right direction. We're doing some of the right things. We keep going, and eventually we will see each other smile again.
Oh,
see,
that
can
would
I say
nice.
One more thing about herd immunity here?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's my cow impression.
Yeah. I like to think of it as pack immunity. I don't want
to
be.
I like to think of it as VC day.
Yes.
Victory over cows day.
Yes.
That's right.
Indeed. Folks, I got a reminder show up in my Twitter feed earlier this morning that was just kind of devastating. I can't remember who wrote this, but they noted that on Monday, we were 15 days away from the 1-year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread. Well, the thing is, that was just never going to happen. You wanted to bend the curve so the hospitals didn't get overwhelmed, but slowing the spread, this is just a highly contagious flu-like bug. Once it's out there, it's out there. And you got two ways to achieve immunity. You can either catch the bug or get vaccinated. I'm looking forward to the vaccination. I'd rather not get the bug because I really like a glass or two or three of wine or scotch or both in the evening, and I want to be able to taste them. That's very important to me. That makes my entire evening. But I'm fairly low on the totem pole for getting vaccinated because I'm sort of young and I'm very healthy, so let the older, sicker people get vaccinated first. I'll wait in line and try and be careful until then. But if I've done my math correctly, the lockdown started middle of March, which makes this, having put our whole country on hold for this whole time, March 351st, 2020. Oh, dear God, I can't wait for April 1st, 2021. And it won't be April Fool's Day. It's going to be, what'd you call it, Bill? VC Day?
VC Day, yeah.
VC Day. Here it comes, folks. Get ready to party. Liberty style. That's your Right Angle on That, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Just a quick reminder, content like this needs sponsors like you. So become a member or give us a one-time donation. Click over to BillWhittle.com. Do that right now. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
You don't need a vaccine, Steve. Your blood alcohol content means your blood's medically sterile anyway. Yeah.